This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A spokesperson from Denver Mayor Michael Hancock's office has confirmed the city will reactivate its Emergency Operations Center to assist newly arrived migrants. CPR's Paolo Scialcito reports more than 200 migrants per day have arrived in the city since last week.
The city will be reactivating the same response team they used during the last major surge of migrants. The Emergency Operations Center and Joint Information Center will be activated within the next few days and staffed by city employees. In December, the team operated emergency overnight shelters and provided other forms of support to migrants. It was demobilized in early March. I'm Paolo Scialcito, CPR News.
It's unclear if Governor Jared Polis will sign a new bill meant to reduce ozone pollution. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
The legislation is now headed to his desk after progressive lawmakers removed the most controversial piece. That's a plan to force regulators to assess air quality impacts before permitting new oil and gas wells. Kelly Nordini leads Conservation Colorado. Like other clean air advocates, she says it should still be law.
Unfortunately, it has been significantly weakened, and it's still an important step forward.
The final version does have a process for more aggressive air quality enforcement, and oil and gas groups oppose it. A spokesperson for the governor says he's still reviewing the bill. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
On Monday, Denver City Council approved new controversial parking restrictions for so-called junker cars and large trucks. Supporters of the bill say it aims to get abandoned and illegally parked trucks and cars off the street. It passed 11-1. This is CPR News.